Hello guys, this is Temi from Flexpipe. We're here at the assembly show. We're actually here at this beautiful booth with the Daifoku, and I'm here with Bruce Boucher. You're the Vice President?
Vice President.
Vice President, okay. We have short questions today. As you can see, they have the AGV mounted onto the Flexpipe or modular type of system. So we're gonna have some questions for Bruce, how you can integrate the system there. So Bruce, can you tell me briefly about your company, Daifuku?
Yeah, Daifuku Corporation is the largest material handling company in the world, several billion dollars, based out of Osaka, Japan. Mm-hmm. Here in North America, the North American operations is based in Novi, Michigan, and it's a holding company that has an automotive division, a manufacturing, non-automotive division, airport technologies group, as well as a factory warehouse distribution group and a clean room operation. All those combined make up Daifuku North America Holding Company.
Okay, all right. But today you're presenting actually the AGVs.
Here at the assembly show, our focus is automatic guided vehicles for assembly lines and line side delivery systems, supermarket systems in a manufacturing environment.
Okay, so I participated in your conference yesterday, and what is interesting is, you know, why would someone consider using AGVs for their assembly line, for example? That's something to point out.
Good question. The biggest reason why clients move to an automatic guided vehicle system versus your traditional assembly lines, which might be a tow line conveyor, overhead power and free conveyor systems, floor mounted conveyor systems, and so forth, is really the flexibility. When you've got an AGV, nothing is permanently attached to the floor. So we refer to them as monuments. These monuments don't exist anymore. So you can take a blank piece of floor space and you can change the configuration of your assembly line to go anywhere you want. So you really have a lot of freedom and flexibility of how the line is laid out, how you're going to couple the different assembly stations, deciding on what tag times you need and so forth in order to get your throughput. And then along with that, complementary to the assembly line is your line side delivery, your supermarket operations. So bringing the parts out to the manufacturing. Lean manufacturing, of course, as you know, is a very key factor in your return on investment for the manufacturing process. And things like in a supermarket application and doing line side delivery, trying to bring only the parts out when you need them, maybe 1 hour apart at a time or 2 hours, depending on how much volume you're putting through. That will help you to determine what the quantities are. But those are some of the key things that our clients are looking at right from the get-go when they decide that they want to move to an automated assembly line system.
So the other thing is there is an example here of using the AGV integrated into the tubing joint system, but Where are some other examples that you've seen, you know, using material handling, whether it's tubing joint system or other type of material handling, and using the AGVs?
Yeah, so in a manufacturing environment where we probably see the most with an AGV and using a tubing joint type product is supermarket systems and your line side delivery system. I would probably say 80% of the load handling frames in a manufacturing environment use tube and joint type product. Why? Because one, very inexpensive to build your load handling frame. Very easy to configure a load handling frame for carrying all the different parts. You know, it could be seat cushions, it could be headlights and some things for an automobile or a motorcycle. Could be motors and generators for an air conditioner or a refrigerator. And so when the manufacturer uses something like tube and joints to work with the AGVs, they also give themselves the flexibility that if they need to consolidate work flow on the assembly line, maybe reduce the number of workstations from 20 to 15, and so now you're reconfiguring how everything goes. If your load handling frames were all built out of welded steel or aluminum, you know, that's a lot more costly to rebuild those, redesign them using tube and joint products. It's a matter of either adding more to it, taking some of it apart, or even starting from scratch and using some of the parts that are already cut and reassembling it into the configuration that you want. So this is a very popular environment or a very popular technique to use in the manufacturing. And again, probably from what we've seen over the years, I guess almost 80% of our customers typically try to use this type of product with their AGV system. So some can be in a towing environment if you're building them in trailers, and then also you have the flexibility that you can tunnel underneath them as well.
That's interesting. Actually, it's the first time that I heard that 80% number that probably use a tubing joist system.
I mean, it's just so much more cost effective than welding steel up and trying to fix something. Kind of like on the assembly line, getting away from the monuments. You know, as soon as you start welding steel, maybe it's not permanently attached to anything, but now you've got to cut it apart and you've got to re-weld it, as opposed to with tube and joint, unscrew some pieces and add some more to it and just change the configuration. Much, much easier.
Okay. Now, so obviously there's different levels, it's a spectrum of usage for the AGVs.
Right.
Can you start small with this and while some different levels of automation using the AGVs?
Yeah, so with the automatic guided vehicles, of course, you've got different sizes. One like the one that we got here, the Model 100 ST, this one has 2,000 pound towing capacity. So that means that it's not carrying it on its back, it's towing it around, which is what it's doing here. We're using a pop-up pin to engage to the load handling frame. This is a single one, but there could be a whole train of these that are connected together. And as long as the total weight of the product and the frames itself is under 2,000 pounds, this vehicle can handle it. We can also then move up to like 5,000 pound capacity unit. But we also have clients that integrate automation. Using the tube and joint, they'll build something that will support a small roller conveyor units. So totes can slide in and out using gravity conveyor and even powered conveyor. They can get power off the AGV so we can run some small, simple powered roller conveyor that's built out of the, connected to the tube and joint load handling frame, draw the power out of the AGV, and have a self-contained automated material handling system all built with tube and joint and an AGV all in one.
Okay, good. Hey, I'm very sure, Bruce, that we can go on and get more details on this. So thank you very much for allowing for your time. And for sure, we'll talk more in detail about your product here.
Okay.
All right, so thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.